A coalition of farm groups this week urged Senate leadership to pass the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act. It passed the House of Representatives with broad bipartisan support. Farm Bureau Government Affairs Director Dustin Shearer says this can't wait.
There are a number of provisions in this bill that are important to the ag industry, and it needs to get done now, and that it can't wait until 2025. And so they need to find a way, whether or not it's voting on the bill as is or coming to a compromise on some of the provisions and then moving forward, they need to find a way to get this bill done.
Important to agriculture in particular is Section 179 expensing and bonus depreciation, which is phasing down.
With that phasing down, 20% year over year, and the loss of your ability to buy and sell under 1031, farmers' tax bills are going up and they're losing their ability to minimize their tax liability, invest back into their business the way that they want to, into this equipment that's helped them make their operations more efficient, more resilient, more sustainable as they want to do and as the public wants them to do.
Shearer urges farmers to contact their lawmakers.
They can reach out to their respective senators, whether through email or through a phone call, and have their senators urge leadership to bring the bill to the floor or to find a compromise bill and bring that to the floor and get this bill to the president's desk as soon as possible. It can't wait till 25. It needs to get done now.
You can learn more at fb.org. There's a link on our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.